Testing, 1, 2, 3, testing.
Three. Good evening, Paul. How are you? And 3S. I'm all right. It's now breaking up. What's wrong? It's now connected to Echo Link.
I guess we got about 5 minutes to go.
Yo, this is KB.
All right, folks, we'll be getting started in just a few moments. This is KB3MXM. We'll let a couple more stations join us before we start the monthly Maryland, D.C. section Echo Link. Stand by. All right, good evening. This is Marty, Maryland, D.C. section manager, call sign Kilo Bravo 3 Mike X-Ray Mike. Thank you for joining us this evening. Here on the 16th of February, 2018, this is our monthly EchoLink Net that we have on the third Friday of every month. And thank you very much for joining. So I was quite pleased yesterday, joined the section manager webinar, and over 30 section managers joined us in a forum about activities that are going on in their sections, and some of the things that were going on in our section I shared with them. So hopefully we'll have some section managers might actually join us from some other states and some other sections. So that would be a thrill to see them tonight. So we'll take a short break here, let everybody reset, and then we'll get right to it, okay? All right. Stand by. Okay, very good. It looks like audio's level looks good right now. I'm hoping that everybody can hear me. I'm sure you'll let me know if you can't. I'm on a different headset tonight, trying something different, so I'm always ready for the backup. I've got W3ICF repeater tuned up here on the radio, a local repeater, so if all else fails, as they say, we'll go to RF. And the smartphone is all geared up just in case we have an internet failure. We've got a backup. All right, first of all, I'd like to give a moment to our Atlantic Division Director, Tom, W3TOM. I see him online. So, Tom, if you have a few moments, you want to share something with the section here, we're looking forward to hearing from you. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Ned. This is Tom, W3TOM, in the wilds of Southern Maryland here this evening. Looks like you got a good group on here to kick things off, and a lot of exciting things going on in amateur radio. I'm interested to see what's going on in the Maryland DC section here this evening. The search for a new officer for the ARL is underway. We've got the search committees working hard. The new CEO, and looks like it's going to really be a super effort. Tom Gallagher, NY2RF, resigned in January, and Barry Shelley, our CFO at the time, moved in to fill the CEO position. So we find select a CEO. That's pretty much it. A lot of other exciting amateur news going on. Minutes from the January Board of Directors meeting of the ARL are posted on the webpage if anybody's interested. And with that, back to Net, W3TOM.
All right, very good, Tom. Thank you very much for joining us this evening. Quite a pleasure having you join us for our monthly Net. So activities that some of you might be following, you might be following us on social media. We plan to launch social media here for the section in 2018, and if you haven't been on the Twitter feed, we're trying to fill that as much as we can with activities that are going on within the section. So you're going to see hopefully some things going on there that happens in between our section nets and what might be happening between your local nets. So if you have something you'd like to share, please do so. And please let us know with feedback at the section level what you like about that, and we'll do our best to try to keep that going. Also, don't forget we have a Facebook page and our section website, ARRL-MDC, and also the league website at ARRL.org. Look for MDC section. And you're getting the monthly news report, so through your email, which is a good way to keep in touch with what's going on within the section and within your area, your county, and other areas that you might be interested in, like Aries National Traffic System and some public service events, as well as HamFest. We're getting close to that time of year again. Although the weather doesn't seem to be warming up, if anybody's checked the weather lately, you know, we went from in the 70s, we're going to be in the 30s. Welcome to Maryland. And some of you might actually see that four-letter word sometime between now and Sunday evening. The weather forecast is still sort of coming together. I keep seeing that that number change in the the blue area keeps changing shape. So just keep in mind that anytime we have weather like this in the area, it's always good to make sure that you're ready with amateur radio in case you're needed. All right, let's take a break. We'll get right back to it. KB3MXM. All right, some other interesting information that's going on. The section is looking for some staff where we want to fill some positions here that are vacant, and we want to expand some of the positions that are currently available or filled. So look at your section news. You'll see a request for seeking staff-level positions in POI, PIO, PICs, affiliated club coordinators, assistant section managers. And don't forget, too, that there are other activities that require leadership. So if you're up for the job, please send me an email at my call sign at the league. So looking forward to hearing from you. And if you know of anyone who could be a good candidate, you know, recommend them. Talk to them, see if they're interested, and point them in our direction. We're always looking for good people. We all are. All right, stand by. You know, this Maryland DC Echolink Net is heard here on the WBXW repeater system and Echolink server. Thank you, Mr. John Creel, WB3GXW, for the use of this wonderful service. So important for all of us. And, you know, John does a great job, and he has plenty of loyal followers along the way. So, you know, the Echolink servers are there for you to use. Consider that as part of your club activities. Perhaps maybe you'd like to start a club net on Echolink, and then invite others. It's a good way to pull hams together from all over the area, especially if you're ready, getting ready for a public service event. Why not have an Echolink public service net and pull all of your participants together at one time? We also have repeaters that are also connected. As you see in the section news, we have repeaters all the way from the east to the west, all the way from Ocean City out to Frederick, Southern Maryland, Frederick, St. Mary's County, and here in and Scott's got one down there in Pikesville too. So and Tom's tuned in with his system this evening. So hopefully we're getting out to all the members here in the section. Stand by. If you've been out to the ARRL website, you know there's some things going on. If you've been following some of our posts on social media and information that's been shared in the league website, the de-expedition unfortunately could not make the island. Weather prevented them in the South Atlantic to get any aircraft or helicopter. The conditions were just not favorable for doing that, so they had abandoned that. They're headed to Cape Town, South Africa. They're within 100 nautical miles. As a matter of fact, I just checked a moment ago on their tracker, and they just turned to the northwest off of their track to the northeast. They've turned to the northwest to make the turn around to the west to come into South Africa. So they'll be arriving on shore soon, and we wish them the very best, and they're already planning to do the expedition, so we're looking forward to hearing more news from that. Also, what's happening, too, is there is a contest going on, the grid contest. This is open to all hams. Of course, you have to use Logbook of the World, if you're familiar with that. If not, there's some information in the section news on how you can get connected to Logbook of the World. It's a great program. Allows you to get your confirmations quickly and get your certificates, too. Stand by. This is KB3MXM, Maryland, D.C. section, EchoLinkNet. You know, as the ham community comes together in support of disaster survivors and communities and municipalities that need our help, we encourage you to be ready. It's very important that you, as an amateur radio operator, if you're participating in emergency communications, that you're prepared in case of a disaster. It's very important that if you're ready to go, that you have your equipment. It's capable of communicating properly, and that your family and friends, or who care, those loved ones who know that you're involved in emergency communications, know that you might be called upon. And along with that, be ready, be trained, be experienced, communicate with your ARES teams, and if you're not an ARES member, I encourage you to be one. It's very easy to do. So contact your local ARES group and join ARES. We also have some HamFest coming up. I'm not going to read the whole list this evening. It's in the section news. You can find it on the website, both at the HamFest locator. You can put in a zip code or a town, and it'll find you the local HamFest. But the next one is going to be the FredFest, Frederick, Maryland, on Saturday, March the 24th. It's going to be held at the Independent Hose Company in Frederick, Maryland. And after that, we have, locally, we have the Delaware State Convention and Expo coming up in April. And then the York Ham Fest also in April. And then the Hagerstown Ham Fest in May. As we get further along in the year, and we'll add some more Ham Fests, the ones that are not showing up there now, you know, they'll be added as we get throughout the year. You'll see them in the section news. So I encourage you to go out and support the ham community and your local amateur radio organizations by attending. It allows these organizations as fundraisers to do good things. And it helps the community, it helps the local hams, and it helps you. And it's always good to have an eyeball at the Ham Fest. We'll try to make as many as we can this year, and hope to see many of you there. Stand by. We'll let everybody reset. We'll be right back. All right. I'm going to talk a little bit about our ARES section and give you some facts and figures. And then what I'd like you to do is go to the section news, and you can read about those counties that are reporting, those emergency coordinators. Now, it's very important that they report, because this gives us an opportunity to see what activities are going on. It lets the leadership perhaps facilitate some resources or keep everyone informed, and that way we can share if indeed we have a disaster, an emergency, or the need for some sort of public service in our served agencies. We can collaborate. And you talk to your emergency coordinator in your county. Make sure your emergency coordinator is reporting monthly. As a matter of fact, that's one of the things they should do. We look forward to getting their reports. And our emergency section manager, Jim, WB3KAS, Jim does an absolutely fantastic job pulling together all of that information and then providing it to the section leadership and to Brownie, KZ3AB, and myself, so we can get it in the section news, and so you have the opportunity to see it too. Stand by. And while I've also talked about the National Traffic System, and with us tonight, let's see, there he is right there, W3YVQ, Father Al. Father Al is our section traffic manager, If you've ever been on one of our traffic nets, and I'm sure he can tell you those nets tonight, HF, VHF net, CW phone. And so I'll turn it over here to W3YVQ, Father Al, for a few words on National Traffic System and our traffic handling and how it works with emergency communications as well. Go ahead, sir.
Very well. Thank you, Marty, and good evening all. W3YVQ here. Well, I'll answer your question first. In the afternoon cycles of the NTS, we run a section-wide net to end that cycle two, called the Maryland Emergency Phone Net, on or about 3820, that's 3820. And right now we're meeting on a winter schedule to duct the propagation problems in this sunspot minimum. So we start a pre-net at 4:30 and call the net formally at 5 p.m. and conclude when all of our business and comments are handled. We have liaisons from that net to our other nets in section. Before the evening nets begin, we conduct the Baltimore traffic net on the 145.33 megahertz repeater in Shawlsville with multiple receive sites, no tone required, and that's at 6:30 p.m. every night. All these nets are daily nets. So the Baltimore traffic net was intended to provide a means for new hams who are just getting on the air on 2 meters to experience a directed traffic net and learn message handling. And the MEPN and provides a liaison to the Baltimore traffic net, so that's where it gets its inbound traffic, along with some of our digital representatives. But outbound traffic leaves the Baltimore traffic net and goes into the evening cycles of the manual net system. The first of those nets is at 7 p.m., called MDD. It's a combined Maryland, District of Columbia, Delaware net that we run jointly with our sister section, Delaware. That starts at 7 p.m. on CW and has liaisons to go up to the higher nets to move traffic anywhere in the country. And that net meets a second time at 10 p.m. So the early session is at 7 p.m., the late session at 10 p.m., and their liaisons are coming back from the higher level nets, bringing traffic into the section. And we can always use traffic handlers on CW. And we're encouraging the new folks on BTN to come over and participate in our CW nets. And one of the first is Kilo Charlie 3 Hotel Whiskey Uniform, who now is also a digital traffic station on HF Pactor, a liaison between all of the nets, and a net control on the Baltimore traffic net. And since he's checked into MDD, I'm sure we'll find more career opportunities for him to enjoy. And we welcome everyone to participate in all of those nets. Right. And we now have several needs for handling traffic throughout the country. One is the standard radiogram that we've been using for many, many decades. It consists of capital letters, forward slant bars, and figures only, and contains a preamble, address, text, and signature. And it's much like the old Western Union telegram, and can be quite easily learned. The preamble provides accountability and tracking for the radiogram, by the way. That's an important concept in handling messages over the air. But there are also occasions when we need to transfer information in forms that the government appreciates, such as the ICS forms, the 213 interoffice memo and supply lists and frequency lists for your deployments, etc. Those are in email format with upper and lower case and all punctuation allowed. And in order to transmit those, we have devised our nationwide digital traffic network so that it can handle email formatted text between the breaks of a radiogram. Right. Consequently, you can select the text in an ICS form and copy it over and paste it between the breaks of a radiogram and send it out to our representatives on our nets, and it will be inserted into the digital traffic network, which is an HF Pactor all the way, 24/7 system throughout the country, and the message will move to the point closest to delivery, and a digital relay station or digital traffic station will pull it off and make delivery by the most efficient method available. And of course, ICS form data can be transferred in radio email just by creating a patch of the ICS content in Notepad and save it as a text file in 8x3 format and attach it to a radio email and send that to the station addressee of choice on the Winlink network, and he will receive all the necessary information to deliver the ICS form to the customer. Right. So between our digital traffic network nationwide and our manual nets and the radio email system, we can send ICS forms and radiograms anywhere in the country, and that can be done in radio all the way, including on Winlink. So that's a brief overview for those who'd like to learn how we apply that to ARIES. Consider that in ARIES, most of groups are organized at a local level, say at a county level, with district supervision and section oversight. However, those individual ARIES groups from time to time need to handle messages for a large variety of served agencies, which include all the federal alphabet soup, plus the VOAD-type non-government organizations organized against disasters, such as the Red Cross, Salvation Army, food banks, etc., etc. And some use ICS forms and some can use radiograms to handle the traffic. But that's formal written traffic, and if the people in your group are not familiar with how to do that, it's time to learn now before we have an emergency. It's too late then. 7-3 all, have a great weekend. W3YVQ.
Okay, Father Al, thank you very much. Very good information, and well, I started listening in on the Baltimore Traffic Net when I first got my amateur radio license. I had an HT, and living here near Baltimore, it was very easy to get in the Shellsville repeater and in the Bark repeater. So my exposure to amateur radio really started with the Traffic Nets. And with that format and protocol, a lot of knowledge was gained in both the emergency communication side and net control. Net control is so important. So important indeed. So thank you very much, sir. Speaking of nets, let's move over to Chris. Here you go, Chris. I'm going to give you some time here in front of the mic on Echolink this evening. AB3WG. Chris is the Baltimore Traffic Net Manager. On our 2-meter side and out of the Shellsville repeater, sir. So go ahead. If you got a few words for us this evening, go ahead.
Okay, I got the right button this time. Good evening. Thank you, Marty, and good evening all on the conference tonight. Yeah, it's an absolute pleasure being the manager of the Baltimore Traffic Net, and I guess the only thing I'd like to add to all the wonderful words that have been said about the National Traffic System already, if you have someone in your club or a local group who's a new ham, we would welcome you to direct them to our local traffic nets where we can encourage them to get on the air and learn about traffic handling and all the other great things that we do. As was mentioned before, net control duties. We have alternate net control stations. It's just a great place for a new ham to start. It's where I started, and it's a lot of fun. You can learn a lot, and as Father Al said, it's a good skill to learn now before before you need it. So with that, we'll go ahead and send it back to you guys. Thank you very much, AB3WG.
All right, thank you, Chris, very much. Now we're going to check in with some of our repeaters. I know you're patiently waiting. Please do. We'll get with you in just a moment. I just want to check in with our local repeaters and see if you have anybody else that's listening. So let's first start and we're going to do this like we've done before. I'm going to call the repeater, and the first station in this case is going to be Philip on W3ICF, and then he's going to ask anyone on the repeater that would like to check in with some words. So So, and then we'll move down the list with Mike on JAI and so forth. Okay? That's how we're going to do it. Gives everybody a chance to listen to the repeaters. And if you live near a repeater and your radio is on, you know, you can listen to the repeater side, and then you can listen to the Echolink side. You can figure out why they call it Echo. Echolink. Okay. Let's see. We've got, okay. All right. Very good. Let me make a note of that. Just a second. I got somebody with no microphone. That's Dave. Okay, Dave. I got you down. You're covered. Okay? No problem there. I'll put you down. No mic. We'll pass by. If you got anything you want to add, just type it in the window there. All right, and let's see. Okay, very good. All right, let's continue on here. We're going to go to W3ICF. And, Philip, let us know what your repeater frequency is, where you're located, and then a few words, and call your repeater for more check-ins. Thank you. Go ahead, Philip.
Okay, Marty. Good evening there. W3ICF here on the FARG 146730 system. And we do have at least one connection there on the repeater. I'm talking to you direct, but I'm monitoring the over-the-air monitor system. I'm monitoring the repeater, too. So got Dave over there that will check in with you. Everything's going pretty good up here in Frederick. We're working closely with FARC and FARG. After all, we did spring from the same tree back in 1968. A lot of people don't know that, but we were all together, and we have tried to stay together throughout the years of helping each other. And the boys up there at FARC is doing a fine job. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and let Dave, KC3IEF, he'll come in from the repeater there. So go ahead, Dave, W3ICF.
All right, KC3IEF. Nothing to add. I'm not sure if KA3KRA is able to get into the repeater, but he's also monitoring. If you can get into the repeater, go ahead and try. KC3IEF.
He was in there by Echolink earlier, Dave, but he dropped off, so that's all I can add to that. So if he doesn't pick up, then I don't show anybody else out there on the repeater, so I'll turn it back to Marty. So give him about 20 seconds there, Marty. W3ICF.
K3DO.
Go ahead, Mike. Marty's listening.
Good evening, everybody. This is K3DO, based in Frederick, Maryland, listening on W3ICF's repeater 146-73. Just wanted to check in and say everybody have a good evening and everything, and say hi to everybody. So, this is K3DO. I guess
Rebecca to Marty. Okay, very good, Philip and Dave and W3DO. Thank you guys for checking in this evening. We're very pleased to hear you join us. All right, let's go down to our next repeater, KA2JAI and Mike. Go ahead, Mike, and pull in your stations on your side.
Good evening, Marty. This is KA2JAI. We're looking forward to our monthly ARIES meeting coming up tomorrow morning. The plan being to break out what we refer to as the shelter kits, which are basically portable radio stations. We're going to set them up, make sure everything's in good working order, and be sure everybody has refreshed their memories on how to set things up and operate things. So let me turn it over to other people who are within the coverage area of the 442 in Annapolis, the joint repeater. If you're checking into the net, please call now. This is KA2JAI.
November 3, Sierra Echo Oscar.
B3 Fox Fox.
B3KLJ.
All right. Mike, looks like you've got a couple of stations on your side checking in. I heard SCO, KWT, and KLJ, and one other station I didn't get the call. So why don't we start at the top of the list there, Mike. We'll do SCO first. I think it was November 3 SCO. Is that correct? Go ahead.
Yeah, Marty. Frank, N3 SEO. My group is going to have a meeting tomorrow. Aries
hopefully it'll come out good. I am tied up with other activities, so my alternate is taking care of things, and he's been doing a fine job for me. Nothing further. Back to Net, N3SE.
Okay, Frank. Thank you, Frank, very much. Let's move down to KWT.
Harry.
Yeah, Paul, we didn't get much of that. We'll come back to you in just a second. Let's go to KLJ. Go ahead, sir. All right, I didn't hear it. Paul, we only got a few, like letters out of, you know, a few little burps out of what you said. I hope the weather's not moving in down there. I'll be honest with you, folks. All right, thank you. We'll get back to you here in just a moment, or if you're able, we'll go back for alibis here at the end. All right, we've taken care of that repeater. And do we have anybody on the WB3 GXW? John, are you on? And if so, why don't you give us a few words and then ask for any other stations?
Good evening, Marty, WB3 GXW Mobile. The repeater is located in Silver Spring, Maryland. It's on frequency 147.225. And the node number for Echolink is also 147.225. And the WASH DC conference server also is part of the system, and WB3GXW-L is used by the Maryland Emergency Phone Net and the Baltimore Traffic Net. We have exams tomorrow at the Women's Club of Laurel, 384 Main Street. Walk-ins are welcome. We start promptly at 0900. Plenty of parking in the back. Are there any other stations on the repeater at this time that wish to check in to the Maryland DC section net? Over. Okay, are you coming in through the WB3GXW repeater or via Echolink? Over. Okay, I did not get the call sign of that station, so are there any stations on 147.225 at this time? Check it.
NI3C.
NI3C, do you have any comments?
I'm coming in late, so I apologize if this has already been brought up, but after the exam tomorrow morning at the Women's Club at for the Laurel VEC, the Laurel Club will be holding a mentoring session, and it's open to anybody licensed or not. We do that every third Sunday after the exam session. We open it up for a few hours for people who have questions about ham radio, want to test radios or program radios. To come on in, and we'll help them through that. We provide cables and chirp and software help. And, looking for people who are interested in either a little mentoring. That's all I have, and I appreciate it.
Okay, I think you meant Saturday, but you said Sunday, or?
I did mean Saturday. Thank you for that, John.
Okay, very good. And no, I had not put that out, so I'm glad you did. Do just that. Anybody else on the WB3GXW repeater? Over. To you, latest report is that there was a 7.5 earthquake in southern Mexico in the last hour or so, and it has created quite a mess down there. And it was felt as far north as Mexico City. So there you have it. I'm sure there'll be some amateur activity as a result of this. Nothing further, WB3GXW clear. God bless America.
Okay, good. Thank you, John. Now, the call sign that I got that you didn't recognize or hear was Juliet Foxtrot Foxtrot. Now, I heard a 3, so I'm thinking it's Kilo Charlie 3. Juliet Foxtrot Foxtrot, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here. This is KC3JFF.
Okay, KC3JFF, thank you for joining us this evening. My name is Marty, Mike Alpha Radio Tango Yankee, and my call sign is Kilo Bravo 3 Mike X-Ray Mike. Thank you for joining us on our monthly Echolink Net. We hope to have you join us again. Could you give us your first name, and do you have any comments for the net, please?
My first name is Isaac India Sierra Alpha Alpha Charlie. And my comment is that I have something interesting. So apparently I've checked into the net with just regular mobile radio. Nothing else. I don't have Echolink hooked up to it. So I guess the repeater is the only way I'm accessing Echolink right now. This is KC3JFF.net.
Okay, well, very good. Thank you, Isaac. Yes. So the repeater is linked in to the Echolink, which is a computer application. Allows us to see the stations that are logged in through the application, and then there's a text window. It's very good stuff. It's pretty cool, but thank you for joining us, and see, it does work. So Isaac has proved this evening RF is still good. Thank you very much, sir. All right, let's move to KB3JQQ. Scott, do you have anybody on your side? And go ahead and check in, and then we're going to get back to our list. We've got 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12 or 14 to check in. So why don't you tell us if you got anything going on your side.
All right. Good evening, Marty, and everyone on the net. Don't think there's anyone tuned in here. I only got about a mile of range in any direction. But I will comment on the logbook of the world thing. I haven't entered any contacts in a while. But just last week, a couple of my contacts got confirmed, so I have some new QSLs. I'm up to 561 now. Very neat program, and I found a couple of old log sheets. I think I'm just going to have to enter them, and maybe some of those will connect as well. Back to net, KB3JQQ.
All right, Scott, thank you very much. Now, I'm going to go down the list of call signs that I have on my list. You may be missing. You might have checked out. But we're going to go sort of in this order. So listen for your call sign. I have November 2, Oscar Mike Charlie. November 3, Tango Juliet Oscar. WI3J. Alpha Echo 3, Juliet Golf. Kilo Bravo 3, Whiskey, Quebec, India. John, Kilo Delta 4, Uniform Bravo Mike. And Dave. Dave's got no microphone, so we'll still acknowledge KB3EFS. And then we'll move down to Chuck, KB3FKH, Milford, November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf, and Tommy, November 3, TJO. I already mentioned Tommy. Oh, Tommy, I got to take you off the list twice. You're on there. Okay. We'll do that, and then that's what I have on the list so far, folks, and we'll start at the top. November 2, Oscar, Mike, Charlie. Bob, go ahead.
B-J-Q-Q.
Good evening, Marty. Everybody else on net, good to see all the check-ins this evening. Yeah, having a lot of fun down here with the Charles County Amateur Radio Club down here in Southern Maryland. Been doing a lot of work lately with our test sessions. Got a few new hams in the group. Spent last weekend getting one of our newest hams up and running on the air. She's now active on HF as a general, and watched her make her a few first contacts on HF. So good to see ham radio live and well, and moving on to some new people. So, and good to see the test sessions are productive and producing some new hams. So other than that, like you said, Marty, pretty wild weather, and just hoping for some sun on Sunday. So, back to net from NTONC.
All right, very good. Thank you, Rob. Let's go to Tommy, November 3, Tango Juliet Oscar. Go ahead, sir.
Hello, Marty. I'm up here in Skaggsville, Maryland. I just wanted to mention, while it's not officially an ARRL ham fest, there's a techno swap fest at the National Electronics Museum next Saturday, the 24th of February. And it looked like something interesting to do while waiting for Fred Fest. Back to you, N3TJO.
All right, Tommy. Well, thank you for that. Thank you very much. Yes, the Swap Fest. And also, this year is also the big STEM Fest or STEM Fair that's in D.C., Well, unfortunately, we'll not be boothing there this year. but it's free to the public. It's on the Metro. It's at the Convention Center, and I believe it's in April. And it's an entire building full of gizmos. They have some major contributors there, so they bring in, like, last time was flight simulators and simulators to drive military equipment. Plus, they also have robotics. They have STEM fair kind of stuff. They have space things there. Had a replica of one of the spacecrafts that was sent to space. Really awesome place to go, and free to the public, and right on the Metro. So that's in April. Look that up. It's the expo at the Convention Center. And go over and join those folks over there at the Electronic Museum for their tech swap, too. February 24th, right around the corner. All right, let's go to Stu. WI3J. All right, nothing heard from Stu. Let's go to John at Alpha Echo 3 Juliet Golf, sir. Go ahead.
Well, good evening there, Marty and the group. Just after about 2 years of putting the mic down, finally things have changed. For those of you who know, there was some difficult family difficulties I was having to deal with, but that's all wrapping up as we speak. So hopefully over the next few months, I should be easing back to amateur radio. So I've been lurking for many months, but this is the first time I actually logged in via Echolink directly. And I just want to make one programmatic note. I realize my call sign has Annapolis, Maryland after it, but I'm actually here in Millsboro, Delaware, so quite a few miles away, but I just didn't know if that was something that you're marking down there, Marty. With that, I'll pass it back to you. Alpha Echo 3, Juliet Goff.
Okay, very good, John. Well, I'm not going to ask you for a QSL card for an Echolink QSO, although I only have like one Delaware card, which I have to include in everything that I do, you know. I got a grid. I got a county. I got a Delaware card. Okay. Thank you very much, sir. Let's go to Ed, KB3WQI, sir. A few words for the net out of Pennsylvania, I believe, right? All right. Let's go to John, Kilo Delta 4 Uniform Bravo Mike. Go ahead, John. Something for the net this evening.
Good evening, good evening. This is John, KD4UBM in Ellicott City, Maryland. Nothing for the net. Thank you. KD4UBM.
Okay. We'll acknowledge, let's see, I have to look down here real quick. Make sure I didn't miss any notes. You know, it's always important I miss. Oh, yes, W3YVQ also said he forgot to mention MDD on HF 35. 57 CW at 7 and 10 p.m. daily, local time. All right, very good. And Dave, we've got you checked in, and thank you very much for joining us out of New York. So let's move down to WI3J. Stu, are you there? Go ahead. All right, nothing there. Let's go to Chuck, KB3 Foxtrot Kilo Hotel. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, hello, everybody. I really don't think I've got too much. However, I guess I'll mention that the KC3JFS and I are relatively new to Echolink. KC3JFS is a young hand. So if you all have any suggestions or tips about proper protocol or whatever, I think we would both be appreciative. Other than that, that's about it for me. KB3FKH, back to net.
All right, Chuck. Thank you very much. And yes, there's a lot of mentoring and a lot of help from fellow hams. You know, I was suggested a club president for a while, too. So I would always suggest try to visit your local amateur radio club with at least one or two good questions that might have to do with, like, what can I build an antenna out of for 2 meters? You can use soda cans, believe it or not. Or I want to put up an HF antenna, and I don't have a lot of room, so I'm going to have to have it loaded in some way. Is it vertical, horizontal? Is a loop better? Delta? Is a dipole? If you're going to buy some, those are great questions, and many of them can be answered easily online. But nothing beats seeing it for yourself and hearing it for yourself, too. So from technician and to extra, we've all played with these things, and we've had successes and failures, and we'd like to share. We really do. I happen to use one of my HF dipoles here is called a Cobra, C-O-B-R-A. It's a ladder line fed dipole. It's made by a guy out of New Hampshire. It's made out of like the best materials in the world. So hang on a second, I got a phone call. Okay, crisis avertus. Let's move on. Let's see, Milford. Did I see Milford on the list? Yes, I do. There he is. November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf. Go ahead, sir. Milford, we have no audio, sir. Either turned down low or not plugged in. I'm not sure, sir. Let's try again. Let's go to Milford, November 3, Yankee, November 3, Whiskey, Yankee Golf. Yeah, Milford, nothing this evening. Sorry, sir, we're not hearing. I mean, you got the system pulled down. I mean, we see you go to the top of the list, but we got no audio. All right, we'll let you work on that. We'll go back to any alibis. Do we have any stations that have not called in or may be connected to one of our repeaters or one of their repeaters who's connected to Echolink? Remember now, spread it out. Your call signs, please. Okay, nothing heard. I want to thank John Creel, WB3GXW, for the use of the Echolink system and his help with many of the questions that I have on how this magic works, and also for his, for his loyalty and dedication to the hobby and amateur radio as a whole. Thank you very much, sir, for everything you do. Also to our repeater operators who link into with us often. KA2JAI, WB3GXW, the November 3 Hotel Foxtrot pair of systems, W3ICF, K3CAL, W3SMD, K3GMR, and KB3JQQ. Thank you all for joining us this evening. This concludes the February edition of the Maryland DC Echolink Net. And thank you again for joining us. Look at your section news. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook. And remember, we're always interested in what you're doing out there because we want to share it with everybody that is doing ham radio. Let's see. Do I have anything else left? Nope, I don't. So thank you, everyone. Have a good evening. 7-3s all.
KB3MXM, this is November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf.
Milford. And sounding quite bodacious on that audio. Go right ahead, sir.
Yeah, there you go. Now, yeah, unfortunately, my computer died, and I had to grab my phone, so I'm coming to you on the Android. So I just wanted to let you know, I did listen to it. I enjoyed it quite a bit. When it came to my turn to talk, the microphone went south on me. So I had to work on that. But I just wanted to check in and let you know that I was listening. So we'll talk to you later on. KB3MXM in the group, this is November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf, Milford and Bowie.
Okay, Milford, always good to hear you, and thank you very much for joining us. See, you got to be ready. That's what I mean, folks, you got to be ready. Like, I got the ICF thing running over here, I got the phone, and let's see if I get the Echolink. I'm talking, and there you and you can hear it on the repeater, so pretty cool stuff. All right, folks, have a great evening. Thanks again for joining. Remember to share what's going on within your area, your club, your organization, your community, and always, always be prepared when your serve agencies come looking for you. Join Aries, get trained, do the exercises, be prepared. Good night, 7-3 all.
Yep, I too have a backup. There's my echo. KB3JQQ.
Pretty cool. All right, guys. Have a good night. Got to go. 9 o'clock. I got things to do. Other things. Section manager things. Boy, I need help. All right. Good night.
Check the seismometer. That thing was going for a long time.
Yes, I did. I saw that.
I'll move your dishes around on the table. W3YVQ73.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And it's kind of you know, it's one of those things where like you got, it's like stretching a rubber band. So if something happens there, then that puts some more tension somewhere else on the crack, somewhere else. So you know, you always have to be you have to be watching around because. And what we're talking about, folks, if you don't know, the Maryland Geological Survey has a seismograph, which is online, and you can actually see this if you search Maryland Geological Survey. And then what you want to do is once you get there, which I'm not having much luck getting right now, but once you get there, you can look at the seismograph, and you have two modes. There's a menu over on the left-hand side, so you can put it in local or global. And when you do that, the display will change, and then of course you can select in which part, in which direction of the. Thank you for posting that. So it will show you, you can do east-west shake, north-south shake, or vertical shake. You know, we had earthquakes here in Maryland. You looked at this thing. So it's not that impossible to read. Let me take a break here. It's not impossible to read. The key in reading this is, I mean, it's like impossible to read right now because the shake is so bad. So you want to go to, let's say, local and go to yesterday. And what you're going to see is colored lines. You're going to see blue, green, black, and red. The right-hand, or the left-hand side is the start of the hour. And that's in Eastern time. So the black line from the left-hand side, that's 15 divisions all the way across until you get to the far right. So that's 15 minutes. The line directly below it, the first division there is 16 minutes, and then it goes all the way across until it gets to 30 minutes. And you come back to the left again, and you read the blue line, and that's 15 increments until you get all the way to the other side. That would be 2 hours, or that would be an hour and 45 minutes. And then you come all the way back to green line, that would be 46, 47, 48, all the way until you get to the end of the hour, and then you start the next hour. So you have four lines, and when you have a shake, like we did recently, those lines will go up and down, and look at the color, and if you know the color from what I just explained to you, it's easy for you to figure out in which portion of the hour that that's in. So it's black, it was in the top of the hour, then I see some red, I see a little bit of blue, and I see a little bit of green. So I have the app on, I have that linked on my phone, so it's a good thing to have. All right, have a good night. KB3MXM.
Q.
So, Marty, W3ICF.
Yes, go ahead, Philip.
We got a gentleman up here who participates with us. His name is John, KB3LMO. He's a retired geologist, and boy, I tell you, if you ever sit down and talk to him, he's just a sheep herder now, but let me tell you, that guy can tell you more about land movement around here in this eastern part of the United States than you'd ever believe. He could even talk to you about the impact crater that actually makes the Chesapeake Bay area here. So, interesting individual to sit and talk to about the geology of this eastern section around here. Just thought I'd throw that out. So, he is a ham. He shows up at our luncheons and what have you. But to look at him, you'd never even suspect the amount of knowledge that gentleman has about geology and impacts and no longer lakes and things that we, you know, we don't have. They done went away after the various ice ages and stuff. Interesting individual to talk to, Marty. W3ICF.
Well, that's good. That's good. You invite him over to the EchoLink sometime. And what's his? Oh, I got it. KB3LMO. Very good. Very good. Well, looking forward to hearing from him. And Scott writes, a whole lot of shaking going on. Yes, it is, indeed. And you know, shake like that will cause you could have things rattle. Really, believe it or not. You know, the Chinese, they would have a earthquake detector. It was basically a big metal kettle, huge. And underneath of it, there was steel balls. And those steel balls were balanced very carefully underneath the kettle. And the surface that those balls sat on was sloped away from the kettle, from where the kettle was sitting on a single point. And the idea was that when the shake would happen, the kettle would tilt and it would release the tension on the ball, and the ball would roll down the ramp, very small, roll down the ramp, look it up, roll down the ramp, and it would show you in the direction, which direction the earthquake shake was. So that was, you know, the early seismograph. And you can actually do, you can do some pretty interesting things, a DIY at home with earthquakes and detecting ground movements. So some pretty cool stuff there. All right, folks, I got to run. Thanks again, Philip, and thank you, Al. 73's all. KB3MXF.
This is W3SCF. I have restored the 146730 repeater to normal amateur use. W3ICF.
Are you sure? I'm still hearing you on Wash_DC, KB3JQQ.
Well, I don't show either computer up. I released it with the switch there on the repeater. That's how I set it up. So I'll go there and look and see. The repeater show did drop, and you dropped, but you... I said drop them all, so let me go back and double check it. Thanks for the challenge, W3ICF.
All right, I see you on the dash R, so I guess if you pick up your HT and hit pound twice, you'll disconnect everything. KB3JQQ.
Well, according to the screen up there, there's nothing connected to the W3ICF. I'm talking to the repeater. There's no echo link connection up, so... unless somebody else is connecting a repeater down there, it's not coming from the repeater site. It's not showing up on the team viewer. So it doesn't show any connections up there, but I do see when I talk on the RF side, I do see my voice going out over the radio, because I'm using the ID880 here in the basement to make the announcement straight into the repeater. I don't have my computer connected up there now, and I do have the main computer looking at it through TeamViewer, and it doesn't show any EchoLink connections up there on the hill right now.
All right, let's see. All right. I'm going to hit 2 pound signs on my radio here, KB3JQQ.
Welcome to the WB3GX W repeater in Silver Spring, Maryland. God bless America.